Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning. We are here to celebrate the greatness of our God. I don't know how your week went. I don't know if it was an amazing week or an awful week, but I do know that God is faithful, and that is the reason we are here to worship this morning. Welcome to those of you that are visiting with us, and we pray God's blessing upon you. There are pew cards in the pew racks in front of you that you could fill out and drop in the offering plate later in the service so that we might follow up with you. Please check out the week's calendar of activities in the bulletin on page 6 and the announcements then on page 7. The coordinator of the meal team that was supposed to serve this Tuesday's meal, community meal, tested positive. So they're not able to be here. They weren't able to switch. So now that we're back in session, the Archbold Area Ministerial Association is partnering with us. They are providing the food and some servants. So we will have the community meal this week. Logos and JYF and SYF all begin this Wednesday, starting at 6 p.m. For Logos, for our children through fifth grade, you can register on our church website underneath the Logos link. Please be aware that there is a potluck meal following the service in honor of Pastor Ryan's installation. If you forgot about the potluck like I did and didn't bring any food, you can still come because there's always been plenty of food at a church potluck. So we'll enjoy that time of fellowship afterwards. The Blanket Sunday Bulletin insert provides summary information as well as to how to find further information about the ministry with Church World Service. There are pink Blanket Sunday envelopes in the pew racks. A $10 donation provides one blanket. A $50 donation provides for a family of five. And a $250 donation stocks shelves in a shelter during a time of natural disaster. And please be aware that if you use the mobile giving info on the sheet, you can certainly give directly to Church World Service, but that donation will not appear on your St. John's year-end giving statement. Also remember that the mission of the month is the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, and we have a video announcement to share with you about an upcoming area event.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We are free from sin forever because Jesus is our rescuer.
Thank you. Of two passages taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, and Proverbs 3, verses 3 through 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Let's pray. O God, the small quiet voice of our inner spirit, help us to focus upon you and you alone, to hear your voice within us. There are so many other voices demanding our attention, but we cannot attend to them without you. You say to us, be still and know that I am God. May your voice speak through us. In weakness, be our strength. In poverty, be our wealth. In depression, be our joy. Take this heart and with this mouth, make your praise and thanksgiving a reality here and now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And selected verses from Ephesians chapter 2, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, but it is by grace you have been saved through faith, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Please stand as you are able and join us in the song, Death Was Arrested.
Was Let us pray. Almighty God, this week we have not put you first and we have not honored your name. Lord, we have not always been devoted to you or cherished your scriptures, and we have failed in ways of keeping your thoughts, words, and deeds pure and honorable. At times we have taken what is not ours and we have not spoken what is helpful or true. We have broken the law by coveting and not putting the best construction on all things and not speaking the best of all people. And so, Lord, we ask that you have mercy on us and forgive us our sins, and, Lord, bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And from our Lord, we know from his promises that he is almighty, he's able to forgive, and he's merciful, and he wants to forgive. And so he grants us pardon, he grants us forgiveness, he wipes away all sin, and now we rest in that grace of Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about reading, writing, and arithmetic. Reading was one. Now the next best one is writing. Writing. And writing is big in the scriptures as well. God gave the Ten Commandments written down to Moses. And Moses then told the people, you are to write these all over on your doorposts, around your house. Joshua, you are to meditate on it day and night. Write it here in your heart. Kings of Israel, write down the scripture. And it plays off all into the New Testament. Paul writing to Timothy, you have known the written scripture since you were little and was able to make you wise for salvation. John writes, what we have seen and what we have heard, we have written down so that your joy may be complete. And there's joy in that written word, joy what's written in that word, those promises in that word. And so in that joy that we know, we now greet each other with the peace of Christ. Amen.
If you have played with Legos before, I want you to stand over here. If you've not played with Legos, I want you to stand over there. So with the parts of this box, we can make an alligator or a snake. I think it's a frog. Okay? Well, I'm glad you know the frog with little tiny things. And since you all have played with Legos before, you know how. But Allie, I haven't played with Legos in a long time. But he opened up this box, and out comes three bags. Okay, so we've got bag number three with a bunch of parts, bag number one with even smaller parts, and bag number two with lots and lots of parts. Now, it doesn't even say which is which. Which is the snake? Which is the frog? Which is the alligator? How would we put this together? I think we could just open up the bag and start. Ryan? Of how to put the alligator together. In order to do these Legos, we need these directions. Now, you can make it on your own, but it may not look like what's in the picture, or you may have a piece or two left over. But as you think about directions in putting Legos together, I want you to think about the directions that God gives us to put our life together. Those directions we know as the Bible. And the Bible has more than 210 step-by-step instructions on how to have our life guided by the love and the grace of Jesus our Lord. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, as we look briefly a little bit at the life of Timothy, Paul reminds him to know the directions of Scripture and how to be obedient to God. So the next time you're playing with a toy, you get out directions to play a game or something, always remember the Bible is our directions on how to love God and how to live for God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children, and we pray that as a church and as a church family, we would help raise them up to know the Scriptures, to know that the Scriptures are there to guide us to love you and to love one another. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. For the service of installation of Pastor Ryan Volkman, I invite the elders and congregational president to come forward. And then when it's time in the service, they're going to call you forward. And when Pastor Ryan comes forward, we're going to have his wife Stanka and boys Daniel and Philip join you as well. Because we had a delay in the aspect of installation. And you will share the mics, you know.
Holy Spirit has called Ryan Volkman to be our pastor of music and worship, and today we install him in this ministry among us. According to the faith and order consistent with the biblical and historical traditions of this congregation, we recognize that Pastor Ryan began his ministry here at St. John's on May 1st, so he has been ministering with us for over 4 months now. Yet due to the summer schedule of the church and his family, here we are this morning for this service of installation. Pastor Ryan, servant of God, we invite you to come forward as a sign of your acceptance of the call of this ministry among us.
Installation confirms and celebrates the covenantal relationship between a local church and its pastors. Installation is a sign that we covenant together as a congregation and as a pastor to be committed to share mutually in the mission and ministry of this church and the church universal. Hear these words from Ephesians 4, 1-6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
Listen to Paul's words from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, 13, and verse 27. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized in one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Now you are the body of the Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Together as a congregation and pastor, united through the Spirit of God, we seek to be the body of Christ, the church, for the glory of God and the hope of Christ.
Ryan Volkman. The congregation of St. John's Christian Church, by the grace of God, has been led to call you as pastor of music and worship. And I ask you now, are you willing to enter into the covenant with this congregation?
I'm willing, and I promise to faithfully serve this church, preaching and teaching the word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and the order of this local congregation.
Members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, will those who are able please rise and affirm the covenant with your pastor of music and worship using the words printed in your worship bulletin.
We, the members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, receive Ryan Volkman as our pastor of music and worship, a messenger of Jesus Christ, sent by God to serve God's people with the gospel of hope and salvation. We promise to serve with him in the ministry of the gospel, to pray for and be with him, to respect and support him, and to strive to live together in the peace and unity of Christ.
The good news, of Jesus Christ as contained in the Holy Scriptures. We present you with this NIV Student Bible, the Bible our children received upon entering third grade and which is used in many ministries of our church, that you might have the same Bible version.
Thank you. You have been called to be among us to prepare for and lead our worship of God and share the holy and share the sacrament of Holy Communion, offering the love of Christ as a servant and teacher of God. We give you this communion set so that you might serve in the Lord's name.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we pray that you would guide us as congregation and pastor, leading us in your will to be your church. I pray for Ryan as he leads us in our worship, instructs us in our learning, cares for us in life's challenges, and sustains us in our ministries. I pray for our congregation. Enable us, through your power and presence, to be a light to the world, to be understanding and compassionate, to be dedicated in our service and ministries, and to be devoted to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Unite and bind us together through your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of St. John's Christian Church, we declare you duly installed as pastor of music and worship of St. John's Christian Church. To the glory of God. Amen.
Say thank you, and we'll continue. I'll let the praise team get set up if they want to. I chose this next hymn because all of this is this church and how our family ended here and the connections built here is a God thing, and so I want all this, I don't want the intention on myself, but to God be the glory for all of this. So I invite you to sing. You can stand as we sing our next hymn together, Because He Lives, Amen.
I believe in the risen Lord. I believe in a revival.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, you can see the concerns and prayer requests on the back of the bulletin. And I would add a joy and a celebration. You can be praying for Molly Rutledge and Jude Rutledge. They will be baptized this afternoon at a family baptism at their grandmother's pond. They wanted to be baptized, and they wanted to treat their pastor nicely. Instead of being baptized in April and May when the water is frigid, the water is very warm, I've been told. But pray for their baptism this afternoon. Let's bow before the Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, you are a gracious Father. You are clothed in majesty. And though you are mighty, you save us with mercy and with grace. Lord God, you are the author of all life. And though you give each of us the freedom to live, we are grateful you provide your written word to teach and to guide us in how to live to glorify you. Lord Jesus, you descended to the earth that we could know the promise of salvation, the promise of eternal life. Lord, we seek your guidance as we learn to be more loving and how to serve in your name. Risen Lord, let us not forget that you came for the needy and the poor, the oppressed and the forsaken, and those that society has forgotten. Equip us to remember, to minister, to share. Lord, we thank you that we carry your promise of forgiveness. We ask for your Spirit to work through us as we minister to the world and share your love with all. We pray your blessings upon our ministries of Logos, JYF, SYF, Life Planning, Faith Village, Sunday School, small groups, and Bible studies. Lord, we pray your blessing upon Molly and Jude as they confess their faith in Jesus as Lord and are baptized. We pray your spiritual blessing upon them and upon their hearts and lives. Lord, we pray for those that are in need of healing, physically and spiritually, mentally and emotionally. We pray for the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for uniting us through the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear us now as we pray the prayer Jesus taught.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.